You're listening to CJLO News. Hands off Venezuela, death to American imperialism. These were some of the slogans being chanted outside of the U.S. Embassy, downtown Montreal, over the weekend. Sunday, January 4th, about 70 people gathered outside of the United States to Canada Embassy on Stanley Street, downtown Montreal, to oppose America's military intervention in Venezuela. The news broke on Saturday that the United States led a military operation in Venezuela violating international law to capture President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Sheila Flores, and bring them to the United States to face drug and weapons charges. It is estimated that 40 Venezuelans were killed in that operation. This comes after more than 20 military strikes against boats in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean that the United States claims were smuggling drugs. Over 80 Venezuelans have been killed in those strikes, many of them fishermen. U.S. President Donald Trump has stated that the U.S. is going to, quote, make a lot of money, unquote, referring to Venezuela's rich oil reserves. Here in Montreal, local activist Celeste Trianon organized the rally condemning U.S. intervention. Here's Trianon.
We're talking about attacks on sovereignty, which is the foundational building brick of international law. 40 people were killed yesterday morning. 40 people died because the United States decided that their lives were worthless. This is the state of the road right now. We're now living in the rule of the jungle, not the rule of law, nor the rule of human rights.
Trianon and the activists want their message heard in the U.S. Embassy, but also want to see Canadian officials condemn the U.S. action in South America.
Condemn the U.S. Start unpairing our public policy, our foreign policy, from the United States. If it means cutting diplomatic relations, so be it. We need to become an independent state.
At one point, a group of counter-protesters began to shout at the rally, demanding that they, quote, don't speak about Venezuela, unquote. Within the Venezuelan diaspora, the possible removal of President Maduro is controversial, with some celebrating his capture by the U.S. This group of counter-protesters would not speak with CJLO and left the rally after a few minutes. Here is Sandra Cordero. She was attending the protest as a supporter. Here she is speaking on U.S. intervention in Latin America.
Of course, I'm so sad that people are killed. People are killed for oil. The United States has a problematic way of diplomacy. It's not working because they are bullies. They are seen as bullies in the international. In international diplomacy.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.